Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT news highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number 5, Tesco's IT strategy to support international expansion. At number 4, plan for 2 years of pain after outsourcing, says Zurich. At number 3, where now for NHS national program after Fujitsu exits. At number 2, Fujitsu's departure from NPFIT leaves project floundering, experts say. And in top spot, NHS Connecting for Health terminates Fujitsu's NHS contract. And in that story, which has grabbed the top 3 spots for the past week, NHS Connecting for Health was forced to terminate its £896 million contract with Fujitsu as part of the National Programme for IT, after contract renegotiation talks broke down. Now for a look at some of the top news stories to be featured in the next edition of Computer Weekly magazine. There's a report from me that the number of computing students in universities and colleges has dropped almost 50% since 2001 to below 1996 levels, confirming that IT departments are now on the verge of a new skill shortage unless some action is taken soon. The shortfall, revealed in a study commissioned by IT professors and heads of computing at leading UK universities and colleges, coincides with rising demand from businesses for skilled IT professionals. The study predicts demand for IT skills will grow 15% over the next 8 years as businesses prepare for long overdue IT infrastructure and business application upgrades. According to Gartner research fellow Andy Kite, CIOs will have to be more selective about where they deploy the skills they can get rather than the traditional IT approach of running as many projects as the business can fund. Academics claim that without intervention, there will be a serious shortfall in the number of professionals with the computing knowledge needed to support the growth of UK's knowledge economy in the next 8 years. The academics would like to see the government restore funding to encourage more students to study computing at an undergraduate and postgraduate level to address the imbalance. Also in the latest edition of Computer Weekly, Rebecca Thompson reports that City and Hackney Teaching Primary Care Trust has encrypted its laptops, desktops, and memory sticks in the wake of a security blunder that led to the loss of personal details of 160,000 children. There's a very colourful story by John Paul Kamath, who reports on the deployment of super-fast fibre connections across the entire city of Bournemouth through its sewer system. Cliff Savin writes about the impact of SAP's new maintenance contract that may see businesses having to pay a greater percentage of the software license cost for maintenance when they buy SAP's ERP software or run its business objects reporting tools. Carl Flinders reports that last year's £1.63 billion acquisition of Borsa Italiana by the London Stock Exchange gives it a clearing and settlement platform that will allow it to offer clearing services directly for UK trades for the first time. And there's a selection of stories by Carl Flinders and Cliff Saran from Gartner's Outsourcing and IT Services Summit 2008. You can find these stories and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com. And that's it for this week's roundup of IT news highlights from Computer Weekly.